Well, did y'all sell goods like, you know, pots and pans and things like that? What would people cook in? Did they have regular stuff?
Well, the popular item to cook in then was old cast iron hollowware, we used to call it, you know, cast iron ware.
Yeah.
You bought that if you had the money to buy it, you know, because hollowware was cheap as compared to now, but hollowware was expensive, and it was a lifetime pot in those days. That was a prestigious type of cookware. A cheaper ware that is high now in the stores was enamelware. You used to use a lot of gray enamel porcelainized agate ware. You know, agate was gray and porcelainized was white, you know. And it used to be furnished to us by NESCO, which is National Enamel and Stamping Company. And that was
Now you'd fry eggs in a...
Fry eggs mostly in a... A popular skillet in those days was a steel skillet.
Yeah.
Not cast iron. Well, like I say, if you had a cast iron skillet would cost you about $1, and you could buy a little steel round skillet for about 30 cents, 35 cents. You sold a lot of little cheap skillets.
Now, a big kind of thing that you might wash, you might do the clothes in.
Do the clothes was a cast iron pot. And the right name for those that the people in Birmingham, you know, that's where most of that stuff was made, that cast iron ware was made in Birmingham. And they used to call this...
Birmingham?
Alabama. Yeah. They used to call it just a cast iron wash pot. And the people in Birmingham used to call them sugar kettles, you know. They made them from, from 10 gallons on up, you know. Maybe they made a 6-gallon kettle. 6, 10, 15, 20, 20. And those things were cast iron, and they would sell from about $2.50, $4, $6, $8. The biggest one you could buy wouldn't cost you but $10, you know. And it would probably be in the neighborhood of 40 gallons. You use them for wash pots.
Yeah, they cost money now, too, if you try to get one.
Oh, if you tried to buy one today, you couldn't buy one for, $100. There was a little cast iron cook stove that we used to sell in those days called a box heater. A box heater was made like a box, you know, rectangular.
Yeah.
And used to buy them in the capacity of the length of the stick of wood that it would take, you know, that you could put in it. You'd buy them for 14-inch wood, you know, you could put in 18-inch wood, 22-inch wood, up to 36-inch wood, you see, 3 foot. And the one that was common that you used to buy, that you sell the most of, was one that would take a 24-inch piece of wood, see. It would be about 28 inches long, the firebox would be, but it would comfortably take a 24-inch stick of wood. And that used to retail for around $12.50 or $14, you know, between that price range. Now, we got some of those last year, and those things were $109. That's the difference in the price.
Have you kept a lot of this old stuff, or did your father ever keep any of it? They'd be great antiques now.
That's right. But we never had sense enough to keep it.
Cleared it out.